We're taking a look now at an initiative that's been started up by Lifeline Hunter Central Coast and a local company, Puro Partners. It's all to do with holding on to men, or giving men something to hold on to. In fact, because we don't really expect men to have problems when they are under strain and emotional, but yet the suicide rate for men is quite high in the Hunter. Would that be so? We're joined now by James Tucci, and he's from Puro Partners. Is it fair to say that, James, that suicide, male suicide, is quite high?
Absolutely. The statistics say it is. It's 75% of all suicides in this region are by men, with a median age of about 45 years old.
That sounds very high.
It is, and it's. I believe it's almost twice the road toll statistically. So again, we often see the road toll notices, and while those are important, this is almost like a non-talked about issue.
It certainly sounds like it, and so it's time to talk about it. What does the BRAVE initiative involve? First of all, what does BRAVE stand for?
Well, BRAVE is a concept that came up from Carrie Morris, the wife of a friend of mine, who unfortunately took his life last August, as well as with Lifeline, with their marketing team there. They came up with this concept where it's BRAVE stands for Be Real and Voice Your Emotion, because oftentimes the corporate men in particular, you know, we're competitive, we try to rise through our careers, and any sign of weakness is seen as a vulnerability, which, again, doesn't get talked about. So Carrie wanted Steve's memory to be along those lines, because he didn't talk about his own vulnerabilities.
So how is it going to work, this initiative?
Well, we've provided a donation that was a collaborative effort between ourselves and Scenic, and Carrie herself has also donated money to this initiative as a pilot program to Lifeline. So it is a Lifeline program. They will be providing corporate training and awareness to those organizations that have interest in it. So it's something that's not going to cost those organizations anything, from my understanding, because that's the funds that we've provided, as well as Carrie, to at least see if this concept can work.
So it was launched last week, last Friday, and is it well underway? Are there more events planned coming up?
There are, and that's going to be something that's organized between the organizations or individuals who reach out to Lifeline to participate in that program and create that awareness. Carrie's volunteered more of her time to go and speak to them and talk about her own experience in that space, and that, I suppose, makes it real, but hopefully a bit more poignant and impactful and, I suppose, authentic.
Well, when something is close to you, it certainly is all of those things. So the answer then for people to find out more is to go to Lifeline, contact Lifeline?
Absolutely. Yes, and ask about the program. If they're in the corporate world and they want that program rolled out across the organization, Lifeline will have the answers for them.
So they'll be able to run a program at an organization so as to reach all the men in that program, in that organization?
Correct.
Okay, so that's how it's working. It sounds a very timely one, in fact, James. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Not a worry. Thank you.
And we look forward to the BRAVE initiative, hopefully making a difference in our region as far as male suicide goes. So contact Lifeline if your organisation, or as an individual if you'd like to be part of the BRAVE initiative.